This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Almost a fifth of the $1.9 trillion in the newly approved American Rescue Plan is headed straight to state and local governments. Most details about how that money will be distributed are still up in the air, says Tim Dillon, executive director of the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. His team helped distribute Alaska CARES funding last year. He's not sure whether CAPED will be playing an official role in distribution this time around, but he says what he does know is cities and boroughs will likely start parsing through their funds next month. Alaskans are getting money in these two separate ways, either directly or through state and local governments. And some of that direct money, like those $1,400 stimulus checks, have already landed in people's accounts. But when and how will we see those state and local dollars?
We know that you have less regulations this time from the federal standpoint when it comes to the state and the borough and the cities. But we're not 100% sure on all the, you know, all the T's haven't been crossed and the I's dotted. One of the key things that's a lot different this time around is last time all the money came to the state and then the state went ahead based on a formula and allocated it out to each of the incorporated communities and the incorporated boroughs. This time, the borough and the incorporated communities are all going to get their own money directly from the feds. So the state's getting a little bit over $1 billion. And then you've got each of the cities. In fact, I was in Seward on Monday, and their dollar amount they're getting is somewhere in the $500,000-$600,000 neighborhood, whereas a Kenai is a little bit over $1 million. I think Soldotna is like $1.2 million. So there's a variety of dollar amounts, but people right now are still trying to figure out, okay, when is this money coming, and when are we going to find out the rules?
You mentioned that the money for incorporated municipalities and the borough is coming directly from the feds. Will folks notice a difference in terms of how the money is allocated?
It's our understanding right now that you can use this money to backfill. So if you can backfill taxes that you're not going to receive, that might be the best use of money for certain communities. Because everything up until now was based on expenditures, not on lost revenue. Then again, there may be some other needs, whether it be, you know, the food pantry or your Boys and Girls Club or something along those lines, or another relief deal when it comes to, you know, shop local. Every community is going to be set up just a little different on what they need. I can tell you this, though, the tourism industry and the fishing industry are the two that still really need some help. And I know that Sarah Leonard from ATIA and the Department of Commerce and several others are working on some of that right now, because tourism touches so many different people that it makes a lot of sense for some of the money the state's getting to be able to help with some of the advertising and marketing in order for, you know, the tourism to come back a little bit quicker.
If you had say in allocating where the money goes on a city and borough level, what programs do you think could really benefit folks at this point in the pandemic?
I think direct assistance for businesses, you can't beat that. That's something that's really important. And I'm going to mention another group that has fallen through the cracks, but they've fallen through the cracks because of their own doing. That's the people that have businesses that do not have business licenses and have not been paying taxes. I think there has to be a way to bring those folks into the fold and use it as an opportunity for education. And again, I think there's certain nonprofits, I'm not saying every nonprofit, but I'm saying certain nonprofits that are helping our families make it through the day need to be taken care of. Having said that, though, you have to still remember that your basic costs in the city, and this is where I really like the city managers and mayors here on the peninsula, they've all been looking at ways to cut costs, not cut services, but cut costs. And they've all done an excellent job with that, finding different places where we can save 10 grand here, we can save 14 grand there. Well, all of a sudden, it's real money. And I think that, you know, it's going to take those kinds of efforts to be able to get us out of this thing.
That's Tim Dillon with the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.